Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Wednesday, April 10th. On today's show, a father leaps into water to save a toddler swept away by a giant wave, and we'll tell you all about Ricky Fowler's daughter, Maya Fowler. Plus, a mother is charged over the smothering deaths of five-year-old twins in New York City. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a dramatic rescue that unfolded in North Wollongong, Australia, when a father leaped into action to save his young daughter, who was swept away by a massive wave. The frightening incident was captured on video and shared online by 7 News Australia. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about what happened in this scary situation?
The video shows a toddler running along a seawall with her father close behind. Suddenly, a towering wave overpowers the little girl and carries her through the railing. Without hesitation, the father jumps over the rails to rescue his daughter. According to reports, both the father and daughter were tossed across rocks but made it out safely thanks to witnesses who helped pull them out.
It must have been a terrifying experience for the family. Did you hear any accounts from the rescuers who assisted the father and daughter?
Yes, one of the rescuers, David Graham, described seeing the father exhausted, but said he never let go of his child throughout the ordeal. Graham also mentioned that another woman at the scene was consoling the toddler's mother, who was understandably hysterical and beside herself with worry. The father and daughter were treated for minor injuries and swallowing seawater.
Do we know what caused such dangerous conditions along the coast that day?
The coastal area had been hit by a storm the previous day, which caused major flooding and strong waves due to high winds. The soil was already saturated from the extreme weather, increasing the risk of hazards like falling trees. Emergency services had received over 60 calls from residents reporting issues such as leaking roofs and downed trees.
It sounds like the severe weather created a very precarious situation. Were there any warnings or advisories issued by local authorities?
The New South Wales State Emergency Service did issue an advisory notice on the same day as the incident, urging residents to stay safe as the severe weather was expected to continue. They provided safety tips like clearing overhanging branches and securing loose items around properties. The NSW Rural Fire Service also shared images on social media showing the impact of the heavy rainfall and damaging winds across much of the state's east coast.
Thank you for those details and the update on the father and daughter's condition. It's a stark reminder of how quickly conditions can turn dangerous, especially with young children, and the importance of heeding weather warnings. We're grateful for the quick actions of the father and the assistance of bystanders in bringing this scary incident to a safe conclusion. In other news, Figma, the startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of the deal. The company just announced it is adding 3 new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to make it easier for teams to get started on projects and stay organized. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam and why?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to enhance FigJam in a few key ways. First, they are adding a tool to help users create new FigJam boards more easily. The blank canvas can be intimidating, so this will allow users to describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and have the AI generate a template to get them started. They are also using AI to automatically sort the digital sticky notes that teams post on the board into logical groupings by theme or task owner. This will help keep the board organized as it grows. Finally, Figma is adding an AI-powered summarization feature that can provide an overview of the key points from a large collection of sticky notes, saving users from having to synthesize it all manually.
Interesting. So Figma is really leaning into AI to make FigJam more approachable and useful, especially as the boards scale up. But who exactly is using FigJam? Is it only Figma's core designer user base?
Actually, Figma says that 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are not designers. The whiteboard tool has gained broad appeal for all sorts of visual collaboration across different teams, like product, engineering, marketing, and more. An analyst I spoke with noted that Figma has intentionally positioned FigJam as a cross-functional tool, not just something for designers. So there's a wide range of users who could benefit from these new AI assists.
That makes sense, as visual collaboration can be valuable for many different roles and use cases. What's the underlying AI technology that Figma is leveraging here?
Figma is tapping OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, as its large language model and has fine-tuned it to understand concepts specific to Figma and FigJam, like diagram objects and UI elements. Importantly, Figma has also put safeguards in place, including a warning system to prevent the AI from generating inappropriate or harmful content if users stray outside the intended use cases. So they are being thoughtful about how they apply this powerful technology.
Thanks for the update on Figma's AI-powered features for FigJam. It will be interesting to see how users respond and if it enhances the collaboration experience, as the company hopes. Shifting gears now to a tragic story out of New York City. A mother has been charged in the smothering deaths of her 5-year-old twins. Gloria Asamoah is currently in a psychiatric ward at a hospital after her children, George and Gianna Kantanka, were found dead in their apartment back in December. For more on this heartbreaking case, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the latest developments?
According to police, the New York City Medical Examiner has ruled the deaths of the twins as homicides caused by asphyxia, meaning they were choked or smothered. The NYPD says an arrest warrant has been issued for the mother, Gloria Asamoah, on multiple felony charges, including 2 counts of murder. She will be arraigned after being cleared by doctors at the psychiatric ward where she is currently being held.
Initially, authorities believed this was a medical tragedy. What changed in the investigation?
That's right. When the children were first found unresponsive in December, the police chief said it appeared to be a medical incident. The mother had called 911 that morning saying the twins were throwing up and in distress. She performed CPR until EMTs arrived, but the children could not be revived. However, the medical examiner determined last month that the cause of death was smothering, ruling it a double homicide.
Were there any prior signs of abuse or neglect in the home?
According to the NYPD, there were no previous reports of child abuse and no active cases with Child Protective Services. The detective said there was food in the home, clothing for the kids, and the mother was described as being very involved in her children's lives. The father was at work that morning and is not expected to face any charges.
A devastating case that has left a family and community in mourning. We will continue to follow this story as it develops. In other news, country music star Morgan Wallen is making headlines again, but not for his music. The 30-year-old singer was arrested in Nashville on Sunday night after allegedly throwing a chair off the rooftop of a bar on Broadway. Joining us now with more details is our Simply People correspondent. What can you tell us about this incident?
Well, David, according to police reports, Wallen was at a newly opened bar and music venue called Chiefs on Broadway Sunday evening. Around 11 p.m., officers who were standing outside the establishment witnessed a chair being thrown from the rooftop, nearly 6 stories high. Witnesses say they saw Wallen pick up the chair, toss it over the edge, and then start laughing afterwards. Thankfully, no one was injured by the falling chair. But police quickly located Wallen and placed him under arrest.
And what charges is Wallen facing for this alleged chair-throwing incident?
Court documents show that Wallen was charged with 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment, as well as disorderly conduct. The felony charges are likely due to the height from which the chair was thrown, and the potential for serious injury. Wallen was released on a $15,250 bond and is scheduled to appear in court on May 3rd. His attorney says the singer is fully cooperating with authorities.
This isn't the first time Wallen has faced controversy or legal troubles. Can you give us some background on his past incidents?
That's right. Wallen has had a few brushes with the law and generated some negative publicity in recent years. In May 2020, he was arrested outside a Nashville bar for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Then in October of that year, he was disinvited from performing on Saturday Night Live after videos surfaced showing him partying maskless and kissing random women, violating COVID-19 protocols. But his most serious controversy came in February 2021, when a video was leaked of him using a racial slur. Wallen apologized and said he was on a 72-hour bender when it happened. He was suspended from his record label, and his music was pulled from radio stations and streaming playlists. But his album sales actually surged after the incident.
Interesting that you mention that, because despite all the controversies, Wallen has still seen a lot of success in his music career, right?
Absolutely. He's one of the biggest stars in country music today. His sophomore album, Dangerous, the double album, spent a record-breaking 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart and was the best-selling album of 2021 across all genres. The album produced several hit singles, including Wasted on You, More Than My Hometown, and Seven Summers. Wallen has sold out arenas across the country and won multiple awards. But his personal conduct has continued to raise questions.
And now this latest incident at Chiefs on Broadway is putting Wallen back in the spotlight for the wrong reasons. What's been the reaction from the bar and from Wallen's team?
Well, Chiefs on Broadway just opened this past weekend. It's a six-floor music venue, bar and restaurant, co-owned by fellow country star Eric Church. The bar actually updated their marquee sign to reference Wallen's arrest, posting a message that reads, "Our pigs fly, our chairs don't," along with a photo on their Instagram. As for Wallen's team, they've been fairly tight-lipped so far, only releasing a brief statement through his attorney, saying that he is cooperating fully with authorities. We'll have to see if Wallen himself addresses the incident directly in the coming days.
We'll certainly be following this story as it develops. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.